This is All Things Considered on KNKX. I'm Ed Ronco. We heard this week that the 737 MAX can fly again. The FAA recertified the aircraft, which has been grounded for nearly 2 years following a pair of deadly crashes. But getting the plane back in the air won't happen instantaneously. John Ostrower is editor-in-chief of the Air Current, and he's here to shed a little more light on what happens now. John, hello.
Hey, Ed, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. The MAX is made in Renton, where production has slowed on the plane. What do we know about how the FAA's recertification of the MAX might impact production here in the Puget Sound region?
Well, so over the last 20 months since the 737 MAX went through its grounding, Boeing actually spent a lot of that time continuing to build airplanes at a really high rate of speed. They were at 52 a month when the grounding first happened, and then they've throttled back to 42. But 42 airplanes a month on a manufacturing calendar is 2 airplanes a day. And so for many, many months, they were building up this huge inventory. So on top of everything, Boeing has 450 airplanes that they have to deliver that have already been built, that are sitting at storage facilities all over the Pacific Northwest and in Texas, in the desert, that need to be finalized. They need to be updated with this new required software changes and so on and so forth, and wiring changes mandated by the FAA, and they need to be delivered to their customers. Boeing says that's going to take about 2 years to do. So when you combine this huge inventory with what is ultimately an unprecedented downturn in commercial air travel, you have a situation where the production rate and the pace of its return to levels that we saw before the pandemic are going to really stretch into 21 and 2022 and 2023 to get back to even close to that point. And it's going to take just a Herculean effort to kind of get all these airplanes out the door.
The same day the FAA recertified the plane, Alaska Airlines said it would add the MAX to its fleet. Delivery of the first aircraft is supposed to happen in January, more to follow throughout 2021. Alaska is based here. The MAX is made here. Is there anything to be made of that hometown connection?
Well, certainly, you know, Alaska and Boeing are an incredibly close duo. The former CEO of Boeing Commercial Airplanes sits on Alaska's board. This is not a coincidence, right? These are incredibly close partnerships, and Alaska has been a staunch supporter of Boeing products and the MAX. I think that so there certainly is the hometown element there, absolutely. But I think, you know, as a major 737 operator, one of the big appeals to any 737 operator is that it is similar. The MAX is similar to the existing generation. And so I think that you're going to see Alaska take these airplanes and probably re-up their commitment over time. You know, they're going to be on that bandwagon.
Is this a company trying to signal to the public, we believe it's safe and you should too?
Absolutely. And any company, any airline that has purchased the 737 MAX, that is going to be where the rubber meets the road. When Boeing did its kind of public opinion research, what they found was that the flying public wanted to hear from those that actually flew the airplane. And that was the pilots, that was the flight attendants. And certainly, you know, their confidence to get on the airplane every single day, day in and day out, was an endorsement that said this is safe and you should feel it safe too. But yes, the airlines as sort of the tip of the spear for the return of this airplane, so to speak, is going to be a hugely influential part of the revalidation and reacceptance of the MAX.
Hmm. So we've heard a lot in recent days about the regulatory process and this approval and that testing. But of course, the X factor here, John, is public trust and people's willingness to get back on the plane. What do we know right now about how the public feels about the 737 MAX?
Well, it's interesting. It gets to the idea of what is safe, right? You know, there's Boeing and the FAA and global regulators saying the airplane is tested and validated on a scientific process that says, yes, the airplane is safe. That is a something you can, you know, put your hands on. Safe is also a perception, right? It's also, you know, how we view something as safe. That's the harder half of this equation. And what Boeing actually found during some public opinion research in late 2019 was that 40% of travelers did not want to fly the MAX. And what's interesting is that figure, that roughly 40% figure, has been replicated by other public opinion research groups. So that tells you a lot about the uphill battle that's to come. And, you know, just for history, when the DC-10 was grounded, it was actually about a 5% level that wouldn't fly the airplane. So, you know, putting these historical parallels side by side, ultimately, this whole 20-month process of recertifying the airplane ends a sprint. And now Boeing heads into a marathon that is going to be defined by the economy, COVID, and ultimately the public's willingness to reaccept this airplane.
What should I, as a member of the flying public, think about or pay attention to when I'm making my decision about whether I feel safe?
Well, I think that there's one big moment that actually happened Wednesday when the MAX officially got its ungrounding order from the FAA. The FAA Administrator Steve Dixon, who himself is a former airline pilot and senior executive at Delta Airlines, made a really interesting comment. He was asked by Dominic Gates of the Seattle Times. He said, was the process that initially certified the MAX back in 2016 and 2017 and the flight control system that was been upgraded through this whole grounding process, was that process that the FAA used flawed? And did it ultimately fail to achieve the level of safety that the regulator strives for? And Dixon said something really important. He said, I would agree with that. That acknowledgement that the regulator failed initially, I think is one of those moments that I think is going to be really, really crucial in terms of the rebuilding of the trust in the flying public of the regulatory process and of over the long term, Boeing as well and the 737 MAX. If there's a break in trust, right, the first thing you have to do is acknowledge where that break came from. And you can't dance around that. And so this acknowledgement is a very important step toward rebuilding and healing that.
John, thank you.
Thanks for having me.